Hey, gorgeous souls. Laura Bennett here, your daily dose of love and self-care wisdom. Ever feel like the world throws you curveballs and it's just easier to beat yourself up than celebrate your wins? Yeah, me too, sometimes. But guess what? I'm done with that negative noise. It's time we ditch the inner critic and build a whole damn culture of self-love and acceptance around ourselves. And trust me, it's way more fun on this side of the equation. So buckle up, buttercups, because today we're diving headfirst into embracing who you truly are, flaws and all. This isn't about becoming some perfect, Pinterest, witty human. It's about recognizing your worth beyond likes, achievements, or anyone else's expectations. It's about celebrating the unique tapestry of your being, the good, the messy, and everything in between. First things first, remember that self-love is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Some days will be smoother than others, but keep showing up for yourself, just like you would for a best friend. That means practicing self-compassion even when you stumble, because let's face it, we all trip and fall sometimes. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you'd offer someone your door. Next, ditch the comparison game. Seriously, scrolling through social media comparing yourself to others is like trying to win a race against a speeding cheetah while wearing cement shoes. It's just setting yourself up for disappointment. Remember, everyone's on their own unique path, and what shines for one person might not work for another. Focus on your own journey, your own strengths, and celebrate those milestones no matter how small they may seem. Now, let's talk about silencing that inner critic. That nagging voice in your head constantly putting you down. Yeah, we gotta put a stop to that. Start by recognizing when it pops up, name the negative thoughts, and then challenge them with positive affirmations. Remind yourself of your accomplishments, your talents, and all the amazing things you bring to this world. Remember, your worth isn't defined by your mistakes or imperfections, it's inherent in who you are. Think about a time when someone truly believed in you, even when you doubted yourself. Hold on to that feeling. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, celebrate your wins, and encourage you to be your best self. Cultivating strong, supportive relationships can make all the difference in building a solid foundation of self-love. Finally, remember to show yourself some damn love. Treat yourself like royalty, indulge in things that bring you joy, whether it's a hot bath with essential oils, a good book, or spending time in nature. Take breaks when you need them, prioritize your well-being, and never apologize for taking care of yourself. You know that feeling when you put on your favorite outfit, dance like nobody's watching, and just radiate pure joy? That's self-love in action. Embrace those moments, celebrate your individuality, and remember the world needs your unique light to shine. So here's a little thought experiment. Imagine someone you admire deeply, maybe it's a friend, a family member, or even a celebrity. Now think about how they treat themselves with kindness and respect. What do they do that fosters their self-love? Maybe they prioritize their health, engage in hobbies they're passionate about, or set healthy boundaries in their relationships. Think about those practices and see how you can incorporate some of them into your own life. Remember, it's not about becoming someone else, it's about honoring the amazing person you already are. Let's recap, because this is golden information. First, remember that self-love is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, practice self-compassion, and celebrate every little victory along the way. Second, ditch those social media comparisons, they're just a recipe for unhappiness. Focus on your own path, celebrate your uniqueness, and remember, you are worthy just as you are. Third, silence that inner critic. Challenge those negative thoughts with positive affirmations and surround yourself with people who lift you up. And finally, treat yourself like royalty. Engage in activities that bring you joy, prioritize your well-being, and never apologize for taking care of yourself. Remember, the world needs your light to shine. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you nurture self-love in your life? Share your thoughts and tips on social media. Tag me at Laura Bennett Podcast so we can spread this love together. And don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of inspiration to help you heal, grow, and live your best life. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.